At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We'll get patted on the back for working a holiday? I don't get that. Welcome in for Jason Smith. I'm Chris Plank. And ladies and gentlemen, live from the Windy City tonight is Brian Noe. What's going on, Brian Noe? Chicago, eh?
Plankster, how we feeling tonight, my friend?
Well, the Raiders won. I'm on cloud nine. I was contemplating drinking during the show, but I like my job. Chicago, huh? Were you there to be front and center for the fire Matt Nagy chance or what?
Yeah, it was supposed to be today, wasn't it? The Lions got in the way of that plan for at least another week, I would think.
Yeah. The funny thing about today, I absolutely love Thanksgiving Day football. This is, if I had my holiday depth chart, Brian, if I were to rank the holidays, there's one and 1A. Thanksgiving is one, number one on the depth chart. The 1A is 4th of July. And that might be because I love beer a little bit too much for the 4th of July and summer and being in the pool. But Thanksgiving to me is great. So when my team, and being a Raiders fan, when my team plays on Thanksgiving and then wins on Thanksgiving, this is a glorious day for me with the Vegas Raiders breaking their three-game streak. But I know, I mean, listen, you probably had troubles getting to the studio. People were probably in the street celebrating. That Bears win today had to mean everything to everyone, or no?
Yeah, it was not quite like 85, right? Like technically 86 when they crushed the Patriots 46-10. Like, it's a little short of that, beating an 0-9-1 team, but close. You know, like photo finish, right?
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of audio post game from that coming up here on Fox Sports Radio. And listen, I guess I'm the fool right now. I can't get enough of Ole Miss and Mississippi State. I don't know why. I've turned to the Egg Bowl instead of the NFL for this show tonight. And ninth-ranked Ole Miss is currently leading Mississippi State 17-6. Ole Miss, of course, 9-2, feeling pretty good about themselves. Matt Corral's having a good night. It's been raining. It's been disgusting. It's been miserable all game long. But the rain has finally subsided to a certain degree. So we'll see if we get a great finish in this game. But let's start with what's going on right now in the NFL before we overanalyze the win by the Raiders and before we overanalyze the Bears game and go all in on week 12 of the National Football League. I don't really know what to say about this first half between the Bills and the Saints, except I guess, Brian, this struggle that's currently taking place for the Bills, it's legit. And I know they're moving the ball right now and they're in Saints territory. They had a red zone turnover to end the first half. It's a 10-0 game with 11:07 to go in the third quarter. But even though I'm kind of thinking the panic is real right now in Buffalo, this game should be much larger of a margin than it is, and it's a little bit surprising to see how much Buffalo is struggling.
Yeah, it's one of those things, Plankster, where this Buffalo team is just Jekyll and Hyde. It's a strange season where they started off like gangbusters. They're crushing the Chiefs, right? They had some impressive wins, and then they've tripped all over themselves a couple of times, and you're like, who is this team? Losing to Jacksonville 9-6, and it's just one of the goofier teams in the league. I think they're probably neck and neck. They might have surpassed the Vikings with as crazy as the Vikings season has been. You've got the Bills. They are one goofy ball club right now, I would say.
Yeah, and it also, it's funny. I'm glad you brought up Minnesota because we're going to talk a lot about them a little bit later on in the show. But, I mean, you trying to figure out the two kind of teams weird, like, that are at the top of the AFC in both the Bills and the Bills and the Titans, it's ridiculous to try to figure them out. The Titans have losses to the Jets and the Texans. It makes no sense. The Bills, who had an offense that seemed to be humming along, suddenly, and granted, they do have a win over the Jets in the middle, but having lost two of their last three, you mentioned that 9-6 loss to the Jaguars, and then not being able to stop anybody, and Jonathan Taylor, of course, exclusively in that anybody category, and losing 41-15, with how beat up the Saints are and knowing that there was no Alvin Kamara tonight and knowing how, you know, New Orleans is starting Trevor Siemian, I got to admit, I'm kind of impressed how the Saints are hanging in there, but I feel like this should just be inevitable with the Bills pulling away if they're a legit AFC East, AFC one seed contender. I don't know if they are right now.
Yeah, it's one of those things, Plank, where sometimes you'll hear coaches say this after a game, like, hey, on 4th-and-1, if we can't get a yard, we don't deserve to win the game. And I feel like you mentioned, without Alvin Kamara tonight, this is one of those games, I think, for the Bills where if you can't beat the Saints on the road when they are that short-staffed, when you've got Trevor Siemian starting, that to me says you're not going to do much of anything come playoff time. Now, we all know that goofy things happen week to week in the NFL. You just saw the Titans, without Derrick Henry, lose to Houston. That doesn't mean they're incapable of doing anything. Granted, you get some goofy results, but I'll give you one mulligan. You know, I can't give you two. With the Bills, their one mulligan maybe would be, you know, tonight. But losing to Jacksonville 9-6, you're out of mulligans. Like, you've got to win a game like this tonight, and they're in good shape to do that. Yeah. But it's one of those deals where it's similar to if you can't gain a yard and get the first down, you don't deserve to win the game. I think if you've got multiple mulligans in a year, you're not going to do anything come playoff time. So this is a bit of a measuring stick game for Buffalo tonight.
Yeah. So right now, Buffalo is driving. trying to put an exclamation point after a less than stellar showing in the first
stuff
half.
Up on the fly.
I mean, you're looking at a touchdown Buffalo. Buffalo just put it in the end zone. Josh Allen with a touchdown pass to Stephon Diggs, a little 5-yard slant, 16-zip, extra point pending. Buffalo with 8:48 to go in the third quarter on top of the New Orleans Saints. All right, listen, let me shift to some of the early games, all right? Let's go to the game that really nobody truly, I think, outside of a diehard Bears fan cares about. Here's what it sounded like on the final call on the Chicago Bears radio network with the Bears salting away a win in the closing seconds.
O'Donnell the hole, stretches his hand out, snap, placement, kick by Cairo Santos. It is up. It is good for the win! Get your feast on, Bears fans! Thanksgiving, turkey, and the fixings will never taste any better. Bears get the win! 16-14 on the swing of the right leg of Cairo Santos. Bears win! Fade to black from Detroit.
I will say, I don't know if I've ever seen a play-by-play guy happier after the fourth win of this season, but hey, with where the Lions were in this situation, why not? The Lions fall 0-10-1. There's obviously, as Ben Maller has taught me, the best story is always in the loser's locker room, especially when you're dropping to 0-10-1. But I feel like, Brian, the best story here from today's game remains in the Bears locker room where Matt Nagy had to sit at a podium on Friday and answer questions. Actually, I guess it was Thursday. And answer questions about a report that he was going to be fired after this game. Then the owner met with the team to let them know it's not true. And then Nagy was able to do somewhat of a victory lap afterwards.
So there was a report that came out that was false. And that's where it started. And then we had practice and we continued with our days. And we had our practices like we normally would. And I cleared it up with the team. And then as I think everybody is aware, the next day, George came in and had a good talk with the team and confirmed that that was true. And then we went about our business.
So the media being sharp in Chicago as they are, they asked Andy Dalton, what was that conversation like between the team, Nagy, and McCaskey?
You know, something that we'll probably just keep to the team. But I felt like Matt wanted me to say something, and I did. It was something that we had talked about as a quarterback group, and then he just asked me to speak, and I spoke from the heart, and you know, that's what all it was.
Now, we can have a conversation about some dysfunctional teams if we want in the National Football League this year. My beloved Raiders are about as dysfunctional as it comes. I mean, almost as dysfunctional as it comes. Meanwhile, the things that are going on with the Giants are about as dysfunctional as it comes. But the Bears, I mean, listen, celebrate your win because wins are hard to come by in the NFL. But, Brian, holy smokes, what a wild couple of days for the Bears. And to be able to come together with Andy Dalton, the quarterback, with all the issues that they've had and win a game, I don't care who it's against, go celebrate, go crazy. Nagy's eventually going to be fired, right? He's not going to coach there next year. But I am just fascinated to see how much of a mess this became over the last few days.
Yeah, it's a crazy scenario over there in Chicago, right, Plankster? But you know, the one thing that I like is you celebrate wins however you get them. And
exactly.
When Andy Dalton led the final drive, he got hugged by a member of the coaching staff. And wins aren't easy to come by, especially for a Bears team that struggled this year, even against the lowly Lions. Teams get clowned for doing stuff like that. And I'll do that from time to time, but every now and then it's nice to see a team celebrate a win and not take it for granted. You know what I mean? So it was probably a ridiculous stance by me. Some people are probably like, where is Jason Smith? Where is Mike Harmon right now? But really, I do. I think there's something to be said for if you stink to the high heavens in a year, which the Bears do, to beat the Lions and to put together a final drive and to have the winning field goal, it feels good. Like, I like that you don't just take that completely for granted.
And just to be clear, Brian Noah has not changed places with Jonas Knox and is not truly homering out for the Bears right now. We are both. I'm not fighting with you on this, and I think you're 100% right. You know, take your wins when you can. And for Matt Nagy, this is a guy that once he's fired at the end of this season, the Bears don't fire coaches in season, and hell, they might not do it now even if they were going to because that report got out. But Matt Nagy's got to prove, hey, I can still be a head coach in this league, or at the very least, I can be an offensive coordinator in this league whenever I lose my job. And he went out and he's won games with Andy Dalton. So not too shabby of a job today by the Chicago Bears. I don't really know where else to go with this game outside of wondering what is going on in Detroit. Here is Dan Campbell afterwards. And as you might imagine, I mean, even though this dude could probably kick all of our asses, he is very clearly someone who is taking what's going on with his team very hard right now.
I mean, look, man, they all want it. I mean, it's not like we don't all go to work and we just, well, we're just punching in, punching out, and we'll see what happens. I mean, we all want to win. I mean, we're playing to win. I mean, those guys, you can see that out there. And I know it's hard to see from afar, you know, because you just, everybody wants the wins and losses. And all of us do. But these guys are, like, laying it on the line and getting everything they got right now. It's just a matter of, man, we got to learn how to win. Once we learn how to win, then we can begin to see the fruits of our labor a little bit. But the effort is there. The effort, the fight, and the fact that here we are, man, this is 3 games in a row, man. We're right there at the very end. And there again, I see improvement. I sit there and watch, and I see some of these guys getting better and better. And what encouraged me is the fact that I know the core of this team, and I know the vets we've got and some of these young guys. These guys aren't going to lay down. That's not what these guys are made of. That's what keeps me hopeful and know that we are building something, you know.
I hope they are, for the sake of Lion fans and our man Chris Perfett. But with that in mind, man, it's got to wear on everyone when you're 0-10-1 and you start looking at the schedule. That might have been it as far as games. And I say that, and they should have beaten the Ravens this year, and they tie the Pittsburgh Steelers, 2 teams who might end up in the playoffs this year. They should have beaten the Vikings in Minnesota. You and I talked about the Vikings for just a skosh. But for the most part, they're not – maybe the game at Denver in 2 weeks, maybe the game in Atlanta the day after Christmas. But, you know, no, it's kind of tough to find a win for this team on the schedule in their final 6 games.
You know, it makes me think of a quote from Doug Marrone. Remember the old Jaguars coach?
Wow, yes. And
yeah, it just popped in my head what you were talking about with Dan Campbell, where Doug Marrone's a couple of years ago, the Jags were terrible. They were, I don't even know what their record was. They were maybe a 1-10 team, something like that. And he said, a little piece of your soul dies with each loss, you know, and that always stuck with me because we kind of look at a team like the Lions and it's like, this year is a wash. You'll get the number one overall pick most likely and try to rebuild. And you know what, whatever, we just kind of brush off 2021. But man, when you're putting together game plans, when you're literally trying to win games and you're putting your all into it and you're not winning game after game after game, you're close, it doesn't work out. Like, it's a whole thing, man. When you're in the trenches trying to do it. So you just feel it. You hear it in Dan Campbell's voice. He's fighting his guts out, and they don't have much to show for it right now. It's tough.
Now, speaking of a team that I feel is fighting its guts out, but had its guts ripped out the last 2 weeks. The second game of the day became a classic. Why did it become a classic? I really don't know. I haven't quite figured that out yet. But somehow the Raiders and the Cowboys ended up in overtime. And when we come back on the Jason Smith Show, Brian Noah, I'm Chris Plank. Let's dive into what we learned in Dallas today and how frustrated is Jerry Jones on a busy night of football talk here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
way.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
On its way, yes, the Raiders come up a winner, upsetting the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving afternoon, 36-33.
That is the Las Vegas Raiders Radio Network legendary Brent Musburger on the call. As I mean, I'm still trying to figure out. We got DeSager, who's going to have updates tonight. Maybe he can help. But, Brian, no, I have no idea how that game ended up in overtime. I don't know how it ended up even being in a position where Dallas could tie the game. I guess that's a credit to the Cowboys' stick-to-itiveness, or an indictment on the Raiders' defense, or a credit to the officials, who I think the team's amassed almost, 300 yards combined of penalties on, 20 to 25 fouls that were called during this game. It was... I mean, as far as comparing and contrasting, say, the Bears-Lions game, which had the walk-off field goal and smart time management by the Bears near the end, this game was just like the NFL season. A, it didn't make any sense, and B, it's hard to figure out what exactly happened in Dallas today.
Yeah, it was crazy, Plankster. It was a wild game. A lot of offense, you know? And if you're a Raiders fan, you're happy that the three-game losing streak is over with, and you just move on, you know? Yeah, you just kind of accept it. And even though it's not a work of art, it doesn't need to be. It's a W, and 3 weeks from now, we'll probably forget about all the particulars. You know, you just got to stack wins no matter how you can get them.
28 penalties were called in this game for 276 yards.
Oh. Yeah.
were the referees worried about their parents watching and wanting to make sure they got on TV today or something? What's up with that?
Well, couple of things. Poor Anthony Brown and poor Dallas Cowboys. Four pass interference penalties. He didn't have one heading into today, the Dallas cornerback. And then, you know, your Raiders offensive line, Plankster. Let me talk to you about that for a second here.
Stinks.
Holy cow, man. Because, listen, I'm not against fantasy football. It's fun. It's just not for me. I watch the game differently, so I don't play it. But with the fantasy football craze, I think sometimes we just focus too intently on skill position players. Just watch the game between the Raiders and the Cowboys today and just watch how disastrous the offensive line play is at times and just holding penalty after holding penalty. And Alex Leatherwood, I'll tell you what, Chris, you're a saint right now, right? The patience you have to watch that Raiders offensive line and Leatherwood at this stage as a rookie just battling through. It is rough, man. It is so important to have good offensive line play, and the Raiders sure don't, but somehow they find themselves with a winning record now.
And it's wild because here's – funny that you bring that up, because I was thinking about how they developed this offensive line, right? So you have a first – Colton Miller's been okay at left tackle. So you got a first-round pick at left tackle. I do use the term okay. At left guard, you got a guy that you drafted in the fourth round. At center, you got an undrafted free agent whom you've decided is better than, say, a five-time Pro Bowler. At right guard, I don't even know you have a right guard. It's like five different guys. Leatherwood is at right guard now because he was so bad as a tackle, they had to move him inside. And the dude at right tackle is mediocre at best. In just looking at these, can you believe I'm talking like this and the Raiders won today? Just looking at the numbers, you got me triggered talking about this offensive line. The Raiders had 11 penalties, right? I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The Raiders had 14 penalties today. I honestly think, I don't remember one pass interference. There was one pass interference call. It was a really bad pass interference call, like most of them were tonight on both sides. I want to say that at least 10 of those 14 penalties, Brian, they had to be on the offensive line tonight for the Raiders, and they had to be at big moments too. It's just ridiculous, but here they are finding a way to win, and as the great Al Davis said, just win, baby. Now the Dallas Cowboys, I've got tons of postgame that we can get to here, and I could postgame you to death. But let's look at that losing locker room. This is now for the Dallas Cowboys, and you're playing two games now without Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb. We thought he was going to be able to go today, but he couldn't. It was just too quick of a turnaround with a concussion. Yeah, the 43-3 win over the Falcons, but you've lost three of your last four, all to the AFC West. You got smoked by the Broncos. Chiefs game was okay, and then, of course, the Raiders game dramatic. You're going to New Orleans next week. Where should the concern factor be right now for Cowboys fans, seeing that they've fallen to 7-4?
Well, it depends on which way you look at it. In terms of winning the NFC East, I'd say my worry level is still pretty low. If it's, hey, is this a contender, a legit Super Bowl contender with the powers that be in the NFC? And the more that they stack losses, the more the doubts become greater when it comes to that. So I think it's two separate conversations. They're going to be at worst a four seed, right? Like, they're going to win their division unless the wheels completely fall off the tracks. So I'm not worried about that. And if you're a four seed going into the playoffs at worst, that's not a terrible spot to be in. But if you keep losing games like this and losing 3 of 4, and not just losing 3 of 4, looking bad against the Chiefs, right, who have been, really had their struggles defensively. That's where I start to worry about the NFC picture. I think that's what truly matters, and the NFC East matters less than that. I'm looking at the Cowboys. People are all revved up when they're, winning 6 in a row. They're a 6-1 team, and it's, look out, Cowboys, baby. And now they've lost 3 of 4, and it looks a lot different at this stage.
It's funny, though, because you're so right on the playoff picture. They still have a 2-game lead over Washington, and the Washington football team, I mean, obviously they haven't played yet this weekend, but they play Seattle. And I know Seattle's been an S show for most of this season with the injuries, but the next 3 weeks for Washington are Seattle, to Vegas, and back home against the Dallas Cowboys. So let's say they lose. You still have a 3-game lead in your division right now. So I'm with you 100% as far as the division is concerned, even though it looks like Philadelphia is kind of on the come and playing a little bit better, and the Giants are a mess. But when it's wild because it goes from, 3 weeks ago, and listen, I try not to gauge anything by my man Arnie Spanier's picks, but 3-4 weeks ago, the stinking genius is like, I think they're a Super Bowl team, and everyone's drinking the Kool-Aid, and we're all knee-jerking like crazy. And now here we are 4 weeks later, and just like most of the craziness of the NFL, Brian, I think they're safe in the East. I agree 100%. But I don't see him getting too far in the playoffs based on the way things have gone the last few weeks.
You know, it's one of these deals, Plank, where I think about last year. Think about Tampa. They were 7-5 before they went on their run.
That's right.
And won 8 straight. And right now, Dallas is 7-4. So if you look at it glass half full, you could say, well, guys, they didn't have Amari Cooper the last 2 weeks. They only had CeeDee Lamb for basically the first half last week against the Chiefs. So you give this thing a couple of weeks, and they've got the Saints, Washington, the Giants, Washington again. That might be 4 straight wins. You know, we're looking at the Cowboys a lot differently at 11-4 potentially. And I think more than any season, you look at the goofy losses this year, I'm convinced it's just get hot at the right time. You know, you could say that in a lot of seasons, but this year in particular with the upsets, right? Like Jacksonville beats the Bills, the Titans have lost to the Jets and the Texans. You could just keep naming the biggest teams, the best teams that we see, the best records. They all have stinky losses, you know? So it's really just get hot at the right time. And the Cowboys, with their talent, they're at least capable of getting hot at the right time. So I know you're not counting them out. I don't feel great about them right now. But all I'm saying is that can change quickly. And it's just about being healthy and getting hot at the right time. And the Cowboys have a chance to do that in the NFC still.
I love this perspective because I agree with you 100%. And I want to go a little bit deeper, especially when you compare and contrast 2021, even though it's weird looking back at 2020. But to think about how we had perceptions of teams after week 11 and week 12 and, oh, this is how it's going to happen. And the exact opposite took place. In with Brian Noe, I'm Chris Plank here on Fox Sports Radio, sitting in for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Who would have thought? No, so we had Derek Carr and Dak Prescott, and that's pretty cool. But Andy Dalton, Jared Goff, and Trevor Siemian, Brian, taking center stage on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, that's you know what's funny is all 6 teams that are playing today lost last week.
Yes.
All 6 of them.
Yes.
They went 0-for. And I also thought, based on Steve's update, he had that stat about an AFC team winning. What are they, 14-4? On Thanksgiving, and I immediately thought, I was like, oh, remember the Leon Lett game where my Dolphins won that game? And I'm like, that was like 93, man. That's way past Steve's stat. You know, I felt so old thinking of that in my head.
You know what's funny is I always look at things from the 90s as it was just a couple years ago. Like, they were showing the Leon Lett thing. I'm like, it's a couple years ago. And you're like, wait, 93, 20 plus. Oh, my gosh, that was almost 30 years ago as far as time would be concerned. So, yeah, I'm with you 100% on that. I do it all the time. But I was blown away by thinking about last year. And this happened this morning. Because do you remember the first game on Thanksgiving Day last year? Because I didn't. I had to look it up.
The first game
Lions played on Thanksgiving last year. Good trivia.
Not off the top of my head.
Yeah, see, I didn't either. The Houston Texans. And it got me thinking about on that game, in that game, obviously Deshaun Watson was the starting quarterback, threw for 300 yards, 4 touchdowns. David Johnson was the leading rusher for the Houston Texans. Matt Stafford was the leading passer for the Detroit Lions. The leading rushers, top 2 leading rushers were Adrian Peterson and Kerryon Johnson for the Detroit Lions. Mm. And I started, Brian, thinking about the turnover, and you mentioned it. You know, you think about here we are in week 12, right? So you kind of look back on week 11. And by my math, I made a lot of notes for the show tonight. I had to sit around Thanksgiving a lot today and listen. by my math, we have 17 different starting quarterbacks for teams. And if you included Joe Burrow's injury after week 11 into week 12, 18 different starting quarterbacks. I didn't even include the injury or the illness for Lamar Jackson and what happened last year last week for the Ravens. We have 18 different starting quarterbacks from last year to this year in the National Football League. It seems wild as far as the number is concerned. And, Brian, when you look back at last year, and we're talking about that seemingly ongoing debate of where parity's always been a part of the National Football League, but are we seeing parity or mediocrity? Last year at this time, the number one team in the AFC was an undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers team. The number 2 team in the AFC was a 1-loss Kansas City Chiefs team. And oh, by the way, at this point last year, your Dolphins were in the playoffs, and my Raiders had a 57% chance to still make the playoffs. And I can't remember who ended up as the one in the NFC last year, but you had like a two-loss Saints team that was the one seed last year. I guess Green Bay. Yeah, and Green Bay ended up as the one last year. So, I don't know, Brian. It just, you talk about losing our minds and trying to make declarative statements, and I get it. It's the job. But we've had so much turnover in the NFL. And it's hard to look at it and say, oh, yeah, well, with what happened with Dallas today, oh, God, they're doomed, right? Because as you mentioned, yeah. You look at their schedule, and they could easily put together wins in three of the next four games. You get guys back healthy. You get Randy Gregory back. You get CeeDee. You get Amari Cooper back. And it's a completely different team. So I'm not ready to bury or crown anyone quite yet in the NFL, regardless of what happened today.
Yeah, it's funny, right, because these games mean a lot, and you really feel it from week to week. But I think it's hard to see the big picture when you get revved up in this current week. You know what I mean? So if you look at the Bills tonight, if the Bills win this game, and they probably will against the Saints, they'll have the same exact record as the Cowboys.
Right.
And you probably feel differently about the Bills. Like, hey, they got a win. They smacked around the Saints. Might have only held them to one touchdown. Right? Even though the Saints have Simeon. But you win a game in blowout fashion, and the Cowboys have lost three of four. So it's a different feeling. But at the end of the day, they have the same exact record. You know? And it just, to me, it just paints the picture even more of just get hot at the right time. You know, if we weren't talking about the Bucs winning it all last year, we were like, are they even going to make the playoffs at 7-5? And they go on their run. So I think there are a lot of teams that are capable of doing that this year.
Yeah, and in fact, we're going to dive into some of those teams on Brian Noe's list of who can get hot and who can be that team that we're talking about in, 6 weeks from now as making a run in the playoffs. But when we come back on the Jason Smith Show, Mike Harmon, both out tonight here on Fox Sports Radio, we touched on how wild this season has been for the Raiders. And I waited until we had a very short amount of time, which is our final segment of Hour 1, to really get into where they are now, what's next, how atrocious that offensive line is, and is Derek Carr the future for the Vegas Raiders, who got a win today over the Cowboys. It's not doom and gloom for Dallas, but should it still be for the Raiders? We'll get into it next on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
Are you dialed in right now, Brian, to the Bills Saints game?
Oh, I'm dialed in, blank.
Okay. What? 12:02 to go. It's a 24-6 game. It's 4th and inches, and the Bills decide to punt. What was that?
Am I playing some defense?
It's not like the Saints are scoring on them, so I guess you don't give them a short field. But huh? Did you listen much to Tony Romo today? I have like a love-hate relationship with Tony Romo. I mean, I'm a fan. And I appreciate how well he knows football. But and I guess it kind of looks smart now. But his suggestion to the Cowboys in overtime, it was – I want to make sure I get the I want to get the actual spot right where the Cowboys had the football. Okay. It was 3rd and 4. Yeah, it was 3rd and 4 own 13. And then on 4th down, he's like, I'd go for it right here. On your own 13-yard line, he goes, I'm looking ahead here. If I get a 4th down, I'm going to go for it here, because if you punt it away to him, you're putting him on a short field anyway. And I think I'm a crazy person, because at one point, Brian, I said, you know what, that's not a bad idea to maybe go for it. Now they got the massive punt that put him in a good spot, but conflicting 4th down decisions there. Or I guess two teams that are going in the same direction. You can't go for it in that situation, though, if you were Dallas, right? I mean, that's literally handing the game to the Raiders.
You could, but, and he was saying that on 3rd and 4. He was like, you know what? I'd call a running play on 3rd down. Yeah. I might call another running play on 4th down, right?
Yeah.
4th and 4 is a little bit different. He was calling for it on 3rd, like this was 2 down territory. So I think that's less crazy. But your boy, you know, the Cowboys don't have A.J. Cole. If they had A.J. Cole, you know, you're punting. Because that dude, my goodness, I don't know if he's half alien or what. That dude is booming him over there.
He's all we've got. That's it. That's all we got. We got A.J. Cole, and that's pretty much it right now. But I will say this. Of all the – we can joke about the dysfunction of the Bears, and we can laugh about the mess that's been Dave Gettleman's drafts and how bad the Giants are. And we can sit here and kind of guffaw over how much of a disaster the Texans have been this year. But, man, the Raiders have dealt with some heavy S so far this season as far as the team is concerned.
Yeah.
Here's Rich Bisaccia. Now, listen, I don't necessarily agree with Rich Bisaccia on this, but here's what he had to say about how he judges this team.
I'm just not going to live by judging men by wins and losses all the time. That's just how it is.
I appreciate that, but that probably means you won't be the head coach of this team going forward. But it was good to see the Raiders get in a little sink. Now, the officials helped quite a bit with that today in the PI calls. But in that AFC, Brian, they're right there in that mix with about three or four teams that are 6-5, 5-5 right now that are kind of knocking on the door of that seventh spot.
Yeah, it's, you know, it, like we said earlier, just win, baby. That was a just win, baby win for the Raiders today. It wasn't beautiful. There was a collection of good and bad. We got a lot of points, got a lot of passing yards, got a lot of penalties,
got a lot of
points given up. It's a mixed bag, but you get to the plus side, right? You get a winning record, and you're in the mix for a playoff spot. So it's just find a way to get in there. Because this year, it's just freaking crazy. It's wacky, you know? So just try to stack wins and get hot at the right time, and you can make a run at this thing. I think there are so many teams, they might not be legit Super Bowl contenders, but they're legit run contenders. I really do. I think a team like the Raiders, as many flaws as they have, their opponents have flaws too. They're capable of not even sniffing the playoffs, and I think they're also capable of getting into the playoffs and winning a couple of games. That wouldn't stun me at all.
Have you seen the coin story yet? There is a Reddit
story.
The coin story. Okay, this is very this very much has a Benny versus the Penny feel to it. But there is apparently a Redditor that and Barstool picked up on this story this week that had flipped a coin at the start of the season for every single Raiders game. And so far, through the first 11 games, they're dead on. Had the five wins right and the five losses right, which is kind of hilarious if you think about it, because nobody, and I mean nobody, was picking the Raiders to beat the Ravens and the Saints to start the season, but the coin had, and it had them beating the Cowboys today, and it has them beating Washington next week, and it has them finishing at 10-7. Now, if this coin ends up getting things right, we got to find this person and use it for all of our bets from here to four, correct?
Hey, man, I'm all for any type of angle, you know? So if this thing is hitting, yeah, let's go with the coin. The heck with it.
The Raiders coin flip. Yeah, he literally, he's hit the first 10 games of the season. By the way, if you don't want the future ruined for what the coin has figured out with the Raiders, earmuffs right now, but win versus Washington, loss versus the Chiefs, then three straight wins versus what would be the Browns, the Colts, and the Browns, three straight wins versus the Broncos, Browns, and then the Colts, and then a loss to the Chargers to put the Raiders at 10-7. It seems crazy. It is crazy. It doesn't make any sense, but somehow this coin flip dude on Reddit has been dead on with the Raiders. Here's the thing about the Vegas Raiders, though. Do they have enough talent to make a run in the playoffs? No, because they've drafted horrifically.
Right.
But
right,
if they can quit shooting themselves in the foot, and I know Dallas helped them a lot, shooting Dallas, the Cowboys themselves in the foot today, there's a chance that you can get in there, and by the time you get in there, you just never know. You just want to get a shot in this stupid, crazy NFL season. That's all you want. So when we come back, Brian No, I'm Chris Plank. Let's dive into maybe, just maybe, what could be No's Notre Dame Fighting Irish getting into the playoffs. That's next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.